God, on this session, Lord God, when you gave it all for us, Lord God. And Lord God, be with us as we give a portion back to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I bring you greetings from High Point, North Carolina, where I serve as supply pastor at St. Paul Presbyterian Church. And the first word is, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Try to imagine in your mind's eye a man who is innocent. Yes. Picture a man who healed the sick, yes, who gave sight to the blind, allowed the lame to walk upright again. Yes. Imagine a man in your community who only tries to do good, and he is then sentenced to death. Now imagine this man hanging on the cross, filled with splinters, and flies are swirling around his head and getting in his eyes, and he can't even take his hands to wipe the flies away. Imagine this man being mocked and scourged and tortured, and they have just nailed him to the cross. And he probably remembers those who have sentenced him. Caiaphas, the high priest of the Sanhedrin court. Pilate, who washed his hands of everything. Imagine Jesus, he's on this cross and he has his disciples beside him, but they're gone. They used to walk with him and talk with him and be with him, but now they have gone. Peter has denied him 3 times. Judas has kissed him only to give him away over to authorities. Yes. But is this Jesus not also thinking of his disciples, his companions with love? Now he's thinking about this fickle crowd that's before him, who's saying, crucify him. And a week earlier they said, Hosanna in the highest. And he's also thinking about you and me, y'all. Yes. He's thinking about how we forget him on our day-to-day journey. Yes. Amen, somebody. Yes. But does he get angry? Does he say obscenities? Oh, no, not our Savior, Jesus. No, he would never do that. He says, Father, forgive him. Right up until the final hours, here on earth, Jesus preaches his final sermon. Forgiveness. Mm-hmm. He teaches forgiveness in the Lord's Prayer when he says, forgive us our debts or our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Mm-hmm. When asked by Peter, how many times should we forgive someone? Jesus says 70 times 7, or better still, infinitely a number of times. Mm-hmm. At the Last Supper, Jesus explains his crucifixion to his disciples when he tells them to drink of the cup. Drink it, all of you, for this is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for the many for the forgiveness of sins. Mm-hmm. He forgave the paralytic at Capernaum. He forgave the adulteress when she was caught in the act. And even following his resurrection, his first act to his disciples was forgiveness. Yeah. Receive the Holy Spirit. Spirit, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. Mm-hmm. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. How many times is forgiven? How many times is that mentioned in the Bible? 119 times in the King James Version, 150 times in the NIV. So it begs for us to forgive each other.
Amen.
In our Christian walk, we need to forgive. We do not forgive, though, because we have not forgiven some of us the very people who live in our house.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Some of the parents have not forgiven their children for the things they have done. Right. And you know you were young once. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Some of us can't even forgive that person who took that loved one from you some 30-odd years ago. And they have gone on with your life, but you still ran here rolling your eyes talking about, she stole my man from me. He stole my girl from me. Yeah. We need to start walking in forgiveness. this. That's only the way that we get true liberation. Some of us have not forgiven our brothers and sisters of some things that they have done to us. Some of us have not forgiven that person who has lied on you, cheated on you, and said all manner of evil against you. And when you hold on to unforgiveness, the only person that it is hurting is you.
Say so.
Nobody but you. The Greek word for forgiveness is synkorese. Synkorese. It's spelled S-Y-N, or it reminds me of synchronicity. God wants us to be in sync. Amen, somebody. Amen. And how can you be in sync when you have unforgiveness in your heart?
Amen.
When you hold on to unforgiveness in your heart, you cannot be free. You have to release the hurt.
That's right.
Release the pain. Release the hurt that the person did to you so many years ago when they took your loved one. Release, because they might have done you a favor. Amen. Release the hurt that your son or daughter calls you. Release the hurt that plays over and over and over in your mind when that family member said to you that you would never be nothing, do nothing, because you are nothing. Release that right now.
Amen.
Release that, because you will never experience true freedom in Jesus Christ. You will never experience the true liberation, love, and peace until you release that thing.
Amen.
And let go.
Amen.
Forgiveness. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.